You are listening to The Edge, a podcast for personal development junkies and visionaries living right at the precipice of oh shit meets fuck yeah. I'm Nadia Munda, an embodiment and relationship coach and a lover of all edges. Stick around to listen to raw, unpolished conversations where we explore our personal and collective edges in all their erotic glory. If you are looking for a mentor this year that will really help facilitate the next level of potency in your leadership and in your erotic alchemy process, which just means learning how to amplify, transmute, and shift energies that sometimes can feel stagnant or heavy or challenging or contracting, and you want to turn them essentially into erotic electrifying turn on, and you want to play right at that edge that I like to call the erotic edge, then I highly recommend checking out my new program. It's a mentorship for my one-on-one clients that is all about us learning to become masters of Eros, learning how to work with the seasons of death and winter and loss and turn them into something, you know, from something that depletes us into something that fuels us. And so I highly, highly recommend checking out the page. It's nadiamunla.com/erotic edge. We've got a couple of different options for you. We have the way that I love to work is a 6-month container always. It's tried, tested, and true. I've been doing it for 9 years. And then there's also a 3-month container. If you are someone who likes to take everything and compact it a little bit more, if you're really working on going into an in-depth immersion over a smaller amount of time, if you don't have the space to go to sort of pull it out and do it over 6 months, then, you know, this 3-month package could be an option for you as well. In both cases, you get Voxer support from me. In both cases, you get the option to do a 2-day in-person erotic movement immersion with me, which also can be done online virtually on Zoom if you're someone who cannot travel, but you really want to do this. So there are so many options, but this is a combination of sort of traditional life coaching calls combined with an in-person immersion combined with in-between call support. So really it's the full, what do they call it? The full enchilada, ladies. So reach out, take a look at the site. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. There's a direct link to apply there. That's always the best way to get on an exploration call with me where we really get a sense of whether it's a fit or not. Because in this particular program, I only take a handful of people a year. So I always love to hop on the phone and make sure that this is going to be a situation that's like win-win-win, where there's going to be magic and fireworks, and it's going to be the best decision for you. All right. So I hope to talk to you soon. Let's talk about subtlety.
I don't think it's often talked about enough. Partly because it's subtle. Ha ha. But truly, you guys, subtlety is often missed. And I believe that subtlety is actually a sign of mastery. Specifically, when we're talking about embodied expression, what I notice is there's, you know, phases that people go through. Phase one, disconnection. Pretty simple. Phase one of embodiment. Not embodied, right? Pretty straightforward. And then phase two is starting to reconnect, getting into our sensuality. And often there's such a thirst, right? Because for so long we were disconnected that we go hard. I think about this thing that used to happen pretty much like clockwork. at S Factor, which is a sensual movement studio I used to teach at back in the day. First, I was a student in Los Angeles, and then I started teaching in New York. And in both places, I experienced this as a student and as a teacher, where when you go on the journey in level one, when you come in, first people are terrified, right? Because they're disconnected, they're shy, they're embarrassed, they're like awkward. So phase one, disconnection. Then by the middle or end of level one, they are on fire. They're like, what? Hip circling, gyrating, undulating, fucking, you know, swinging around a pole. Like, they are reclaiming their sexuality, their feminine embodiment, their expression, but it is loud. And it gets so loud when often level one students will go out there's always like a field trip or something. Like, either we end up at a bar, or I know in LA we used to go watch exotic dancers, and basically if you put us all together and we are about level one or level two, we would be gyrating on makeshift poles after a couple of drinks. We would be lap dancing each other. We would be, you know, just hip circling on a wall. I mean, we were like just unleashed, you know what I mean? In a good way. And that's a beautiful part of the journey, right? It's like, go big, like go so, it's like overcompensating in a way. But there's nothing wrong with it. It's just part of the process. It's sort of like the teenage years. When you think about yourself as you're individuating from your parents, from your family unit, it's like, you know, you as a teenager, like everything is so big, right? Like, as a teenager, I was so emo. It's like, oh my God, the makeup has to be extreme. The outfit has to be extreme. Like, what I stand for has to be so extreme, right? That's like just in your face expression. And so that's what also happens with feminine embodiment, right? We just go so in your face in that second phase. And then I feel like there's this phase where we start to tone it down, not because the world is telling us to tone it down. No. Because that's it. We've already liberated ourselves. We're out there gyrating on all sorts of poles at bars. No, this is about dropping into nuance and subtlety. And this is the phase where you start to realize that you don't have to wear the entire shocking outfit from the sex store when you dance. You don't have to, you know, do the teenage expression of things. But instead, for example, in my life, I still honor the emo side of me, the darker side of me, by wearing, you know, like a little wrist cuff or something a little bit more leather pleathery somewhere in my outfit, right? But it's not like my entire like head to toe is like raging in a certain style, right? It's more subtle. It's in the little accessories and the little details. And that's just, I'm just using wardrobe as one way in which we express ourselves. But when we're talking about embodiment, really talking about, okay, getting big and out there and doing all these just crazy big moves. And then moving into a space where there's no need for all of that. Doesn't mean there won't be moments of fire and moments of big, bold movements, moments of loud shouting through your body, through your curves, of course. But it will only come when it needs to. There will equally be moments where you might be just laying on the floor and one finger just grazes down the outlines of your cheeks, your jaw, down your throat, right, onto your heart. That little tracing of a line that subtle movement that evokes so much inside of you. And you can watch someone who's big and bold and fiery and just moving around the room, and you can feel less moved in your heart than someone who's just laying there, grazing their finger across their skin, but feeling oceans of ecstasy or grief in their inner landscape. And I think this is so key in a world where it's so in your face, where we gotta go like big and quick and fiery and controversial and so on and so forth, right? On social media, it's like, how do you get past that into the masterful place of subtlety in your movement? Because I see this missing a lot. I see it glanced over. But then every so often I'll come across a woman and I can feel the richness of her inner landscape just by how she's even speaking on her Instagram live. The way she breathes, the way her wrist moves, the way she tilts her head over to one side, the way I can feel her taking in the moment. It's in those subtle movements that I feel the depth of her embodiment. And at this point in my journey as an embodiment facilitator, it's what I most crave. I crave to take those of you who have gone into the big, bold movement. I celebrate all of that in you, and now I want to take you into the subtle realms, the places where one breath can evoke an erotic stream all through your body, where one note can just drop onto your skin, sink into your pores, and create a ripple, a whole fucking orchestra, a symphony that plays in your whole body. That's what I want. And here's why it's important. It's not just about, oh, in my embodiment practice, I'm more subtle now. Gold star, good for me. No, because it spills out into everything. I've seen how many people come to me wanting to learn about the dance of energetic sex, right? Which, by the way, is, as a side note, a course that I have, a self-study journey that you can take that I freaking love and so highly recommend for anyone who wants to really sensitize their bodies into more subtle energetic back and forth between you and either another person, you and the world, you and the space around you, you and yourself. It cultivates such a level of subtlety in you that you are going to look back and be like, what was I doing before? Okay, so that's that. We'll put the link in the show notes. Or you can also just look up the Dance of Energetic Sex on my website. I believe it's on in the shop as well. So here's the deal. Subtlety and mastering subtlety and embodiment is going to forever change the way that you have sex, make love, interact, dance, exchange with the world around you. Let's start with actual sex. People are just grinding on each other. You know, there's genital-based friction. There's clitoral orgasms. There is even vaginal orgasms. And it's just like there's a lot of doing happening. There's a lot of like 3D skin to skin, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with. Love a good sexual experience that feels very 3D, right? There's like, it's so fun. It can feel so cathartic. It can feel so liberating and there's a word I'm looking for that I can't find right now. It just feels fulfilling. Yeah. But it fulfills a very particular need. And to me, there are many other needs that we have to increase life force, eros, just a Shakti energy inside of us that is not necessarily met by the friction-based fucking, right? So how does this connect with the big, bold teenage movement? Well, I believe that the very skin-to-skin genital humping, I just keep trying to come up with new words for this, is essentially our teenage phase of having sex, which again, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just part of the journey and it can be really fucking fun. And as teenagers, we did trials. I mean, some of us, not everyone was sexually active, but like, we, you know, you try weird shit. You're like, oh, let me try this. Let me try that. And there's a lot of like, just sort of rubbing up against each other because you don't know what else to do. You're like, oh, this sort of feels good. I guess this does not feel good. You know, so it's like, it's a lot of experimentation. And so I feel like collectively, we, a lot of the world right now is stuck in that teenage phase of sexuality. But there's a maturation, there's a deepening in our embodiment, in our lives, in the world that then will show up in sex that is going to take us to the next level, and it involves subtlety. If two people can look at each other, standing, laying down, doesn't matter. Clothes on, no friction, maybe not even any touching. And they can just breathe each other in and escalate into orgasm. That to me is subtlety. That is playing in the subtle realm. That is picking up on the energy the person is putting out. That means that person who is putting out that energy, is connected enough that they are able to emanate, to transmit a certain texture, a certain flavor of energy that hits your body in a way that affects you, that moves you, that shifts you, that alchemizes something in you. But you also have to be receptive, which means you have to be sensitive enough to be able to receive that. I really want you to sit with what I'm saying. The more we hone in on the subtlety of expression, the more we are transmitting different flavors of energy. This is a superpower in the dance of energetic sex, which is not, I tell my students who take the course all the time, the dance of energetic sex is not about just two people having sex. Yes, we talk a lot about that, and it's going to change your sex life forever. If you do all the practices, it will. But it's about your relationship to Eros and to your energetic and your subtle body. And when you cultivate that, it's going to change everything in your life. Everything. The way you wash the fucking dishes, the way that you breathe, the way that you interact with the next post you're going to write on Instagram, the way that your feet plant on the earth when you walk outside. It will change everything when Eros is invited in and has a channel that is open to flow everywhere in your body. So receiving it, cultivating it, keeping your channel open, and then also expressing it back out. All of these can happen, by the way, with barely any movement. AKA subtle embodiment, deep embodiment. It is the place that will take you to your fucking edge. It will electrify you. It will turn you on because it is so fucking subtle that you have to reach for it. And in that reaching, in that longing, in that pining, in that yearning, you wake up the depth of your feminine. And holy shit, there is nothing more powerful than that. Oh my God. Delightful. To you, to the world around you that will be so fucking magnetized by you. And to a partner, if you're working with that as well. But my invitation to you today is notice if you are being big and bold in your movement. Are we there? Are we in that season of, you know, feminine liberation? Nothing wrong with that. But are you ready? Are you ready to take it to the next level? Are you ready to go deeper? Are you ready to really master subtlety in a way where you can just, through a tiny shift in your breath, through a tiny tilt in your head, through just a slowing down one more notch, or a feeling, just the electricity right around your body or the electricity around the body of someone else, can you in that find your power? The power that is your ability to alchemize, to feel, to transform, to transmute. And so we're talking about subtle embodiment, not just for the sake of subtle embodiment. We're talking about it because it can change your life. We're talking about it because it can take you to a deeper experience of your own potency and power. What does that mean? That means everything in life is going to, I was going to say easier. Nope, it will not be necessarily easier. It's going to be deeper, richer, more colorful, more alive, more erotic. Easier, not so much necessarily. Some things will flow easier because you're magnetic. Life will also hand you more because you're more powerful and you have the capacity for it. And because you know how to transmute that pain into pleasure now, you know how, through the subtlety of your breath and your movement, you receive it, you feel it, you transmute it, and then you express it. I'm going to say it again. You receive it, You feel it, you transmute it, you express it. You feel it. I feel like I gotta say it the third time. No, sorry, you receive it, you feel it, you transmute it, you express it. And sometimes those aren't in the exact linear order because, you know, the feminine. Maybe you feel it, then you express it, then you transmute it, and eventually comes back and you receive it, right? They're just building blocks of a cycle, of a spiral that never, there's no beginning and no end. It just moves. Constantly moving. And so my question to you to just sit with is, what do I want in my life? Do I want more aliveness? Do I want more electricity, more eroticism, more ecstasy, more feeling and sensation, more presence, more I am here, more depth? If these are the things that you want, subtlety is a key fucking piece of that work. Less I'm wearing lingerie and I'm in your face grinding and dancing on a reel, and more it doesn't matter what clothes I'm in, it doesn't matter where I am, and it doesn't even matter what shape I'm making with my body. If I am connected and I am emanating the subtlety of my experience, I am evoking a deep response in the world around me. It's not a subtle response in the world around me. It's a deep response in the world around me. But I don't need to do a lot. It's sort of like the butterfly effect. Like, I think it was the butterfly effect where it's like, okay, one butterfly flapping its wings, right, on one part of the world can create this huge ripple effect that then, I can't remember what the example is, but I want to say it's something like, you know, it creates this whole tide in the ocean, right? That's what happens with energy. That little tiny butterfly that's just flapping its little cute little teeny tiny wings, that's pretty fucking subtle. What's not subtle is the bigness and the depth of the response in the ocean, right? That is you. You don't have to show up as the ocean to create that response. You can show up just slightly flapping your wings in the corner of a room. And you know what the equivalent of that is for humans? Is just breathing. Deeply breathing. I'm talking not just like, oh, okay, I'm inhaling, I'm exhaling. No, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about breathing to the point of feeling like you are on the edge of a fucking orgasm. That is the level of aliveness in your body, rippling through every motherfucking cell in your being. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Ooh, may we all have more of that. I feel like just speaking that felt like an orgasm. So it's 11:11 here. I feel like this is a slightly shorter than usual episode, but I feel like we got what we needed in this transmission. And I feel like we really got it. And my invitation to you, if you're like, oh my God, I want that. Give me that. Give me that, Nadia. Depending on where you are in your journey, there's two different places I want you to check out. One is the Dance of Energetic Sex. I talked about it a little bit in this episode, right? Beautiful self-study course. I believe it's 11:11 Sometimes we have a sale on it. I don't remember if it's happening at the moment, but we'll put a link to that in the show notes. And then if you're like, oh, no, 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 I want to go into the depths of subtlety, if I want to go into the mastery of embodiment, if you really want to go to that place, private mentorship, baby, that is the place. This is where it is at. It is what has been what I've loved to do since I started coaching. We're hitting 10 years really soon. One-on-one, my absolute favorite, all the time, till the end. Two ways you can work with me privately in my program, The Erotic Edge, which is all about finding that place where your turn on, your excitement, and your fear meet. Playing right at that edge that wakes up your aliveness even more. There's a 3-month and a 6-month option, depending on what you need. Do you need like super compact, intense transformation, let's fucking go? Or are you the type that likes to be held for longer and likes to integrate and have that space between calls to integrate? Both have an in-person component if you choose. So you get to work with me here in Boulder. We do erotic movement. We wake up your different erotic personas. We play with styling you up. We play with finding the deepest, most truthful part of your expression that still has been holding back. And then you get to take that out into the world and play with it however you want. I've seen huge shifts for people in their love life and intimacy. I've also seen huge shifts for people in their business and the way they show up in the world. I've also seen huge shifts for people with, you know, you wouldn't think this, but their parents, relationship with their family, boundaries. Because once you drop into a deeper, more authentic expression of you, when you heal a lot of the wounds where there's this battle between your attachment needs and your authentic expression needs, it shifts everything. I've seen it over and over again in the close to 10 years I've been supporting people. And one-on-one is my absolute favorite. And let me tell you, a lot of coaches don't like their one-on-ones. They're all about the group, which is beautiful. Everyone gets to do what they want to do. But I can tell you, one-on-one is my absolute favorite. And my private clients get so much of me. In sessions with Voxer support, the whole shebang. In person. Ooh, just love to spoil you and give you a beautiful transformative time when we're in person together. So that's that for today. I hope I receive your application. If this is the time where you're ready to dive in, where you understand the potency of subtlety and you're ready to flap those little wings and fucking move a whole ocean. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. We would love for you to rate and review the show, and I'd love to know your takeaways from the episode. You can do that by DMing me on Instagram @NadiaMunla.